We start the day's other headlines with plans by the U.S. Army to host a massive parade this summer for its 250th anniversary. According to a statement from the Pentagon out late today, the event would include approximately 6,600 soldiers, 150 vehicles, and 50 aircraft, plus musical performances and other events. The date is set for June 14th, which happens to be President Trump's birthday. The statement does not include price estimates, though such events typically cost tens of millions of dollars. High costs played a role in halting Trump's push for a similar parade in his first term. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he'll meet with President Trump at the White House on Tuesday. Speaking to reporters for the first time since his election win earlier this week, Carney said voters want his government to stand up to Trump and build a strong economy. The former central banker enjoyed a late surge in the polls as Trump pursued a trade war with Canada and said the nation should become the 51st state. Carney told reporters he's well aware of the challenges of next week's high-stakes meeting.
I'm not pretending those discussions will be easier. They won't proceed in a straight line. There'll be zigs and zags, ups and downs. But as I said in my remarks, I will fight for the best deal for Canada and only accept the best deal for Canada and take as much time that's necessary.
Carney also announced that King Charles III will deliver a speech to Parliament at the end of the month. The British monarch is the head of state in Canada. The country is part of the British Commonwealth of former colonies. Turning overseas, organizers of an aid shipment bound for Gaza say drones attacked their vessel. The group says the ship was in international waters off the coast of Malta, carrying 12 crew members and 4 civilians. Cell phone video showed an explosion on the ship, which caused a fire to break out. Malta's government says no injuries were reported. The organizers said without evidence that Israel carried out the attack. Israel has not commented. Here at home, a judge sentenced an Illinois landlord to 53 years in prison today for a hate crime attack that killed a Palestinian-American boy. Joseph Chuba was found guilty on murder, attempted murder, and hate crime charges earlier this year. He fatally stabbed 6-year-old Wadi Al-Fayoumi and seriously injured the boy's mother in 2023. The family were Chuba's tenants at the time, and authorities say he attacked them because of their Muslim faith and in response to the Israel-Hamas war. Final preparations are taking place at the Vatican ahead of next week's conclave to select a new pope. This morning, workers installed a chimney to the roof of the Sistine Chapel. It'll be used in the burning of the ballots as cardinals vote for a successor to Pope Francis, who died last month. Black smoke, of course, means no decision has been made. White smoke will signal that the 267th pope has been elected. It took 5 rounds of voting in 2013 before the white smoke emerged to announce the selection of Pope Francis. The secret conclave begins next Wednesday. Prince Harry says he would love to reconcile with Britain's royal family, saying he doesn't know how long his father, King Charles, has to live. He made the comments to the BBC just hours after losing a legal bid in the UK to restore police protection when visiting the country. The Duke of Sussex was stripped of his publicly funded security after he stepped down from his royal duties in 2020. He says the issue has been a source of friction between him and his 76-year-old father, who's battling an undisclosed form of cancer. The NBA's all-time wins leader is stepping down as coach of the San Antonio Spurs. Greg Popovich won 5 championships with the team over a 3-decade career. He also led the U.S. men's squad to a gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics. And he coached 6 Hall of Famers en route to his own inclusion in the Hall in 2023. The 76-year-old missed all but 5 games this season after suffering a stroke last November. Popovich will stay on with the Spurs as team president. And on Wall Street, that reassuring jobs data helped drive stocks higher to end the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 500 points on the day. The Nasdaq jumped 266 points, or 1.5%. The S&P 500 also ended higher, erasing all its losses from Trump's chaotic tariff rollout last month. And we have 2 passings of note. Singer and songwriter Jill Sobule has died.
I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl.
She gained national attention in 1995 with the song I Kissed a Girl that became an LGBTQ anthem and was banned on several southern radio stations. That same year, she enjoyed success with Supermodel, which was featured in the hit film Clueless. Sobule released 12 albums over a three-decade career with songs that touched on complex issues like the death penalty, anorexia, and reproductive rights. She died in a house fire in the Minneapolis area yesterday. She was 66 years old. And comedienne Ruth Buzzi has died. She was a fixture on the groundbreaking sketch comedy series Rowan and Martin's Laughin', which ran from 1968 to 1973.
Kiss me, you Latin lovely!
Her most famous role was Gladys Ormsby, clad in her hairnet and armed with her handbag. She earned 2 Emmy nominations and won a Golden Globe during her 6 years on the show. Buzzi later grabbed another Emmy nod for playing shopkeeper Ruthie on Sesame Street. All told, she made over 200 TV appearances over 45 years in the business. Buzzi had suffered from Alzheimer's and died at her home in Texas yesterday. Ruth Buzzi was 88 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, we look at how effective Elon Musk and Doge have been at cutting government spending over 100 days into the Trump administration. A conservative perspective on President Trump's effort to exert more authority over history and the arts. And David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart break down this week's political headlines.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.